So I'm making this for you guys tonight because I believe in accountability. And your girl did not, you know, meet Starbucks when they opened this morning. And I can't help but feel, you know, slightly upset because I wanted to do that. And it wasn't something that I was able to do today. But you know what I did get from today? I realized that, you know, that motivational pump up talk that I gave you guys might be exactly what you need to hear when you're this close to being a lawyer. Because don't ever forget, when you do get that license, there's so many people that we forget helped us get where we are. That Starbucks that did open at 5 a.m. That, you know, that library person who lets you have the study room all day. Don't ever lose that part of you when you are hustling for this JD and this bar exam. When you're hustling to be this attorney, there are so many people who help you along the way. And we just forget to be thankful for the people that we get to meet on this process. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. You know, today I got a chance to, you know, shake hands with and take my own picture for my own little moments. But I took a picture with the founder of Nabalso today. Like, the founder. He's still alive and kicking and giving speeches. And I heard some stuff that he was saying about, and it just helps remind you why you wanted to be an attorney in the first place. There's so much stuff going on in this world. And the one place that we gotta start making a difference is these exams right here. These exams start changing everything for us. They change the way that people look at us. They change the power that we have. Because with a license to practice law, you can do way more than you were capable before. You can start going into business for yourself easily. You can start joining, you know, support groups to help you know how to do paperwork and things like that. But you gain so much power with that license. And I just want you to understand that there are people that you're going to run into. That person who opens up that Starbucks every day at 5 a.m. That janitor who always tells you you can do it. Or the random person you meet that you don't even know who just says, you know what, I believe in you, and you're gonna do it. You can hit this thing out the park. On those days that you're sharing, but you're not really asking for that empowerment, emotional support, just know God has you. And, you know, even though I wasn't accountable today, and I wasn't up meeting that 5 a.m. person, you can be that person. You can be the one who gets up at that time and makes it happen every day of your bar exam preps, you know, schedule. If you're not working, you're the one who I'm talking to. And I'm talking to myself and speaking life into myself. But if I fail or if I fall short, I'm giving you this message because I think that there are things that we don't even consider about what we can do. You know, I've been so stringent on going to the gym at a certain time, and I realized that time really doesn't work for me. Because what happens is I work out and I get that, you know, I get what I need in, but there's so many people there, I just don't get that peace and that relaxation that the gym is supposed to bring to me. So you just have to, you know, realize that though you're giving instructions to people, though people are listening to you all the time and asking, you know, hey, what should I do? Remind yourself that, you know, sometimes you fall short. And people are looking to you to be authentic about that so that they can understand that there is a lot of people who are studying for this exam who don't get on this strict schedule every day and stick to it to the nail, okay? You make schedules, but really life happens. So keep this in mind. You're enabled to empower yourself and others just by sharing your testimony and your truth. So just keep doing that. And I'm glad you guys are listening. So keep listening. But I just wanted to be authentic with you guys. Being authentic is so important. Thank you so much for listening.